And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, here we go. It is just after 10 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday, here at KC102.1, the show with Jen and Truda. We are live from our conference room, and we are down here
it's
as we... Well, I couldn't have said it better than myself. Give to kids, KC.org is the website, Jen, as we broadcast live now in our sixth hour, whatever
fourth.
It is.
We are in the fourth hour.
Okay, well, I can't count.
But look at how all these donations that are rolling in. Sun Life, $500. Deb with $500. These are huge.
Fantastic. And we just had another great generous donation as well from somebody who's on the board here and came by and said, you know what? I want to give because I want to help these kids with the adaptive bikes and to be able to have mobility. And so what do we have here?
Kelly just donated $2,500.
Yeah, let's hear it for Kelly. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
That is huge.
That is great. Now, we've had a spirited game of tag going on here in the conference room.
These variety kids are awesome and full of energy.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm going to work off the Krispy Kreme for sure that we have in here. And this is what it's all about. It really is about the community and the family and the giving to these kids of the freedom. And we were seeing the video over here of being on the bike and just hooting and hollering, riding down the street. And just what a freeing feeling that is that you and I may take for granted. But for these kids, that mobility to them is everything.
Yeah, for us, you know, it's most of us can just run to the store, and if our kid wants a new bike, we can just grab a bike. But like one of the families mentioned earlier, for her to get a bike, it's thousands of dollars, and she just doesn't have that. And that's where Variety KC steps in and says, we'll provide that adaptive bike for you. We'll provide the adaptive stroller, the wheelchair, the things that insurance just isn't going to cover.
Yeah, and frankly, as they've talked about before, and the recurring theme that's run through this all, it's not that they're asking for the world. It's not that they're asking for anything that's, they're not toys.
No.
These are necessities. These are things that really help them to help their families to get around, to be able to go to the grocery store, to be able to go out and shop. And if they have multiple kids, they can do things with their family members and their siblings. And so, unfortunately, insurance does not cover a lot of this stuff. And that is where Variety really takes the cake in helping to step up with these families.
And if you've been out to like the Kansas City Zoo or to some of these inclusive playgrounds, you may have seen the Variety logo out there. Inclusive playgrounds so the kids can just go be kids.
Yeah.
Equipment that they can actually play on and go be a member, be a part of their friends, play with their siblings. That's helping kids right here in Kansas City. Very simple to give. Takes you like 30 seconds. You just go to givetokidskc.org. We also have the link up on our Facebook page, Twitter, and our website as well.
I urge you to join the wall of donors today as we make our thermometer climb and climb towards that goal. And remember, we do have the matching that's in effect as well. We announced it right off the top of the show this morning, $25,000 by anonymous donation being matched today. So every dollar that you contribute and help is getting doubled. It is going towards these families. It is staying right here in Kansas City. Deb is adding to the wall right now as we speak.
I
love that.
Nice.
That is great. Man, doesn't get any better than that.
Shaylee, is this for real? I'm not going to say exactly what's happening, but this is happening like within an hour, what you've told me? Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I would stick
all
around,
right.
People. All I'm saying, big surprise. And make sure you're following us on Facebook to watch these live videos to see these surprises as well.
Oh, yeah. The Facebook and the social is going to be off the hook in just a little bit. So check it out. All right, let's get back to the music. We'll get to Maroon 5. GiveToKidsKC.org is the website as the 2018 Variety Kids Radiothon continues on KC102.1.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC102.1 celebrating our radiothon today with Variety KC. You can donate online, givetokidskc.org, or find those links on our Facebook page.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC102.1 today is our radiothon for Variety KC, and you can help out. You can get all the details at kc1021.com. So many amazing families that we've got to meet, like our great family, the Makins, saying hi to Bo, who's not feeling so good, and his mama, Carolyn.
Thanks for listening to KC1021.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, here we are, 10:45 on Tuesday morning, the 17th of July, the KC Kids Radiothon. He's on here, KC1021, live from the conference room. Jen, Truda, and a whole host of people here who have invaded our space today. And this is cool because right now it looks like one of our variety kids is actually receiving the gift of an iPad, an adaptive iPad.
That's what you're doing, Kansas City. You're helping these Kansas City area kids get things like these adaptive iPads and adaptive strollers, building inclusive playgrounds. You're helping the kids right here in Kansas City.
Absolutely. All day long we have heard these fantastic stories. And let me tell you that there are some great surprises to come.
I'd stick around.
We have things in store that's going to be awesome. You need to be watching our Facebook page. You need to be watching our social. But I'll tell you what, there is one special little girl here in the building right now that we're actually going to hear her story as we speak.
Yeah.
And she's got fluffy little pink tires.
Those are so cool.
All day long, we have heard from the parents and the families of the kids of Variety, and we've listened to what a family they have become.
Yeah.
And we've heard the stories all day long of what it really means to be a Variety family, to help you guys know exactly what it is that your money goes towards. So without further ado, let's hear Delaney's story from her mom, Kelly.
Hi, my name is Kelly. My daughter is Delaney. They didn't know at first if she would make it to a year old because she has spina bifida mixed with Arnold Chiari, which ended up paralyzing her vocal cords. She ended up spending a month in the NICU. So at 6 months old, she had a brain decompression. And it looked like it was a very good success. And then at 9 months, our world kind of crashed down. She stopped breathing, ended up life-flighting her to Children's, of course. She had to have another surgery, another brain decompression. It was the scariest moments of our lives. They told us, you know, maybe a year. And we just didn't know where to go, what to do. She went in on hospice. We celebrated Christmas early. We got her baptized. Her and her brother were baptized together. We had a bucket list of what we wanted to do with her. One of them, which was, ever mom wants you, wants your daughter to wear her wedding dress. So I turned my wedding train into her baptism dress. And I just remember this little precious baby sitting in my arms. And, you know, we're not sure if we're going to have life with her for how long. So she went on hospice and we waited and we celebrated Christmas. We had a Christmas tree in our front room in September and we celebrated Christmas early. Actually, we ended up getting to fire hospice around Christmas time, which was, yeah, they loved it. They were so happy to be fired from this little child's life. There was a bigger plan for her, and we've lived every moment in that time. She's had her ups and downs. She's had, I do believe, 27 to 30 procedures since that time to prepare, you know, to fix her vocals, to fix her back, her spinal cord. She's had a lot of struggles, but we've stayed positive through it all. And they said a year, then they said maybe five. And she's 13. And she's crazy, sassy teenager. And how did my daughter become a teenager? But through all of it, we find positive. And that's kind of how we found Variety. We needed a positive avenue, and they showed up. I mean, just, I don't know how. They just showed up into our lives. Sometimes when you look, it just is right in front of you. So Variety has been a very, very big blessing for us. They do ride your bike to school day. Delaney, even though she has wheels, that you're in those wheels every day. Those are her legs. She doesn't say that that's like a fun thing. That's just her wheelchair. So she missed out on riding her bike to school. And as a mom, that's heartbreaking to watch all these kids and bicycles just lined up. So Deb talked us into looking into getting her a bike. And I really didn't know exactly what that meant at that time. But it meant it was going to change Delaney's life for better. It was going to build her up, give her exercise and muscles and just Joy, we can now ride bikes as a family. You wouldn't think a bicycle would make that big of a difference, but it does. It's fun. When you need fun in your life. You need to laugh and joy. That's what variety gives us. And Delaney is so much fun. She's so much joy. That's what giving to variety does. They let the parents breathe for a minute and the child smile and enjoy life.
And as we come back here live, and we are looking at Delaney right now.
Delaney.
I mean, look at her, a bundle of energy and a teenager in the fullest spirit, as her mom said in the piece there.
And her mom summed it up perfectly just a few minutes ago when I said, how old is Delaney now? And she said, 13. I said, oh, Delaney, is 13 a cool age? And her mom gave me that look of, not for mom. The teenage years.
Oh, yes. Every bit of teenager. And it is so, we're so proud to have Delaney here today and all of our variety kids. This is unbelievable. These stories get to the heart of why it is you are giving today at givetokidskc.com, 1052 in KC, as our Variety Kids Radiothon continues. Surprises on the way, Jen.
I'm telling you, keep an eye on Facebook Live. Keep listening. Big surprises on the way.
We've got great stuff coming up. The Variety Kids Radiothon continues next on KC 102.1.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Welcome back to the Variety Radiothon 2018, live from our conference room.
Man.
I'm not even sure what's happening right now, Jen. We've had craziness in the past half hour. We're going to talk about all this coming up here in this segment.
Shaylee just posted the video. If you want to check it out, KC1021 on the Facebook page.
Yes. We're going to talk about the big surprise in a second. We're going to get Delaney in here real quick. Dave from Pure Masters is here. Let's hear from Dave.
Hello.
Dave is our hourly sponsor. You're taking up a couple of hours. And, man, we certainly thank you for your support of this year's Variety Radiothon. As you can see around you, you and I were just talking about, really, you can see for your own eyes the physical way that these kids' lives are transformed by variety.
Absolutely. It's just amazing. And also, you get to see how their siblings can then engage with them, too, in activities. So that really makes it special.
Yeah, definitely. So we appreciate your support and your help. We certainly thank you very much at Peer Masters.
You're most welcome. When it comes to kids, you know, it's pretty easy to be all in.
Yeah. Where can they find you at Peer Masters? Somebody out there looking for you guys. What kind of work do you do, and where can they get a hold of you?
We do concrete and foundation repair, waterproofing, those types of things. We're easy to find. Google peermasters.com.
Easiest way.
You've got us. You know.
Dave, thank you so much again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dave from Pure Masters. We're going to get Michaela from Blue Cross Blue Shield up here for 1 second. But Delaney, come here, because this surprise that we just talked about that just happened, this was all for you. So Delaney, if you couldn't see it, you couldn't see it on the radio, but we had your favorite person come surprise you at the radio station. Who was that person?
Tech Nine
in the house. What did you think when he walked in that door?
I have my phone in my hand. I dropped it.
Yeah, she did. She literally dropped her phone on the ground. And you FaceTimed your dad and you said what?
I was like, Dad, Tech Nine is here. And he's like, what? What the heck, man? I'm like, well, your fault you weren't here.
They're on the way to Texas, right?
They're on the way to Texas for my brother's baseball game. So we're going to be there for a week.
Okay, so give us your Tech Nine song. What is your favorite song?
K-C-Mo. Oh, K-C-Mo. Oh.
And you actually, awesome, you actually got to sing that with Tech Nine.
Yeah.
The real deal. You gave him what, a variety shirt? He gave you what back?
He gave me two shorts and a hat, and I told him that I got a Tech Nine bobblehead because I got good grades.
And you know what? He said even he didn't have that Tech Nine bobblehead.
Yeah, he was like, you better not have this.
Well, he better work on his grades then, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We've been working on that surprise for a couple of weeks now, and it's been like Christmas around here. We couldn't wait for this day.
Yeah, I didn't even go that, and then that, like, I told Deb, I go, what just happened? What just happened? Like, what just happened?
Yeah, I know, right? What just happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can live that on Facebook now over and over again.
I'm going to go on there like brag and be like, guys, I found that guy.
Yes, brag. I would brag all you want.
You deserve
post
all
picture.
The bragging.
Yeah. And I'm going to go brag at school. So.
Well, there you go. Do you have a new favorite? Is he now your new favorite over Danny Duffy? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. But.
It's a tie.
Oh, a tie. Okay.
It's a tie, but I think Duffy wins it by this.
Oh, by that little... Okay, all right, get out of here.
It's a close race.
This girl is awesome. Let's hear it for Delaney.
Those are the kids that
you're
helping.
Oh, my God, we're having so much fun here. Michaela from Blue Cross Blue Shield, come on in here real quick, too. You have also helped us out so greatly. And to see all these kids around here today, what are you feeling?
Oh, I mean, how do you follow that?
I know, right?
That's incredible. I mean...
Well, Delaney, can you rap?
You wouldn't want to hear that. Your listenership would go down exponentially, I think, if that happened.
Well, we thank you guys for your support. And as you can see, all the families and kids around here, I mean, this is what it's all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we are super excited. The Caring Program for Children is really where a lot of these funds come from. And what makes it super special is it is funded by Blue KC employees. So Blue KC does a lot in the community, but this is really an employee fund, and it's our employees that are giving back. So it's super exciting and super, we love it.
Awesome. Well, I hope you took lots of pictures so they see what they're doing today.
I have videos on my Instagram, so I've tagged Variety. Come on over. Yeah, that was one of the best moments I think I've ever experienced, seeing
Tech
9 come in for Delaney. So very cool.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys,
thank
on our behalf.
You.
All right. You know what to do. Hit the website up right now and give.
GiveToKidsKC.org.
All right. The Variety 2018 Radiothon continues right here on KC 102.1.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC 102.1. Today is our Radiothon with Variety KC. You can get all the details at GiveToKidsKC.org, or you can just go to KC1021.com, click on the link, and it'll take you right there.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, welcome back. Just before noon on Tuesday, it is the Variety Kids Radiothon. Jen and Truda live from the conference room here of the Mothership as we continue on with another hour of Radiothon. And my guy, it's cooled down now, but about an hour ago, this place was hopping.
I just walked down the hall and one of the girls goes, "Oh my gosh, was Tech 9 just here? Because I keep seeing that video everywhere on Facebook." Everyone. Everybody is sharing that video of Tech 9 surprising Delaney here at our Radiothon.
And Delaney, she said her heart's still beating 1,000 miles an hour, so you know that she's not going to let it go. Jason Lamb is from Fox 4, and he joins us now.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Not too much, man. I missed Tech 9. I just missed him.
I know. You were walking in.
Wait, so
leaving.
We've never seen you and Tech 9 in the same room at the same time. Huh? Okay.
Just saying. It seems a little fishy.
It does. It kind of does, right?
KC Mo.
Jason, and I know he didn't do this, he didn't want the publicity of this, but Jason brought in a very, very nice donation for Variety KC. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, awesome.
I love this charity, and it reminds me a lot of the Fox 4 Love Fund for children that we do over at Fox 4, and we had a big golf tournament over there at Sycamore Ridge just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where we raised $72,000 there for the Fox 4 Love Fund for Children, which is a great charity that funds all kinds of things that kind of slip through the cracks for kids.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a catch-all, and it helps a lot of people in the same way.
Excellent. Thank you for coming by. We appreciate that. GiveToKidsKC.org is where you can donate.
Well, and a lot of people say, you know, what exactly does Variety do, and what is Variety all about? So we've heard so much today about that, and it's time to hear another Variety Kids story again. As we've talked about, these kids really are the celebrities in our eyes. I mean, Delaney is a superstar, you know, compared to us, and it's so great to see all of these kids around today. Let's take a listen now to Charlie's story as told by his mother, Kim.
Hi, my name is Kim, and I am the mother of three. My firstborn was your typical baby and developed typically and met all of her milestones. And so when I had my second perfect little baby boy, I thought I had the perfect little family. I had my boy and my girl, and everything was going great. And as time went on, he just wasn't developing like his sister was. And I was told over and over and over again, he's just on the lower end of the development curve. He's fine. Don't worry about it. And finally, about 6 months, the doctor finally listened to my concerns, and we did some testing and found out that my second child had a disease called spinal muscular atrophy. We were told when he was a baby to take him home and love him and that he would not live past two. And luckily, we found the right people and the right doctors, and my son is now 14 years old and is thriving, but we live a different life. He is wheelchair-bound, doesn't have much physical strength, but mentally he is not disabled at all. So what happens when you have a child with special needs, your whole life changes because things aren't as easy as it is for a family to do just normal everyday things. Charlie's in a 250-pound wheelchair. He can't wave at you because he doesn't have hand strength. And people tend to, now that he's older, they just overlook him or avoid looking at him. Or you might see people staring behind your back, when in reality, he is just a person like everybody else, and a smile or a wave or even coming up and saying, hey, you know, your chair is great. You know, I see you drive it. You know, what happened? Even asking what happened to you, or what's wrong with you, but you can ask what's wrong with you. It's better to like be inclusive and including him in your life as opposed to just avoid looking at him or looking at anybody in a chair or you know, feeling sympathy for him. They're just a person just like you, and they want friends and they want personal connections, just like anybody else does. How it started with Variety is I would see posts from friends of mine in the special needs community about these great events that were happening, and I just didn't have any idea what was going on. But so I ended up reaching out to Variety and I said, hey, you know, I have a son with special needs. I would love to know when your events happen. And I got an email back from Deb that invited me to a theater class. And so that was our first kind of foray into Variety. And Charlie went to this theater class, and it was kids with special needs as well as able-bodied kids and then all these teachers. And we put on they put on a play in a day. And it was so awesome. And Charlie had so much fun because all these kids were just, everybody was involved and everybody had a part and they had little costumes made up. And it was just a fun, wonderful day. If you're listening to this right now and have ever thought about supporting Variety, now's the time to do it. Every dollar counts. The money that is raised for Variety stays with kids in Kansas City. Just it could change their life. So just even thinking about how life would be so different and how money can be so tight, places like Variety and supporting Variety, where they will give you grants, give these families grants that can help them get things they need just to live day-to-day life. We're not talking extravagances. We're not talking things that you don't have in your life. We're talking just basic things for everyday life, basic necessities, like a car with a ramp to be able to take their child to school, to a doctor's appointment. Participate in this radiothon. No matter how much you can give, just give and change a child's life.
Well, we couldn't sit it better ourselves. There's Kim and then her son, Charlie. She tells his story and about what Variety really means to them and to their families.
GiveToKidsKC.org is where you can donate, or if you can just share the post on Facebook, retweet it from Twitter, just spread the word throughout Kansas City to help more families know and just help us bring in that $50,000. That's the goal today.
Coming up on noon, it's the halfway point of the Radiothon. How about that? We're going to do it. It's the Variety Kids Radiothon 2018 right here on KC1021 back after this.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, it's about 12:23 on Tuesday, and it's Jen and Truda live from our conference room here. Jen?
Yes, I'm over.
What's up?
By the goal board, we have this thermometer that goes up to $50,000, which is the goal for today. And I was just looking. We've been adding all these people who've been donating. A huge thank you to Natalie for your donation. I love this one. Brittany did a monthly donation, $10 a month. That is huge. We greatly appreciate that. And yeah, think about it. I mean, if you stop at Starbucks or wherever you stop and spend some money once a week, just, you know, maybe make that $5 donation to Variety KC instead.
Yeah, that'd be great. So you've got a full tote board there of people who have given. And as you go to givetokidskc.org, you can add your name here to the list and we'll put you up there. And we'd love to see your name adorn this. There is a matching $25,000 on the table still today. That we announced early this morning on the show.
Yeah, so if you donate $50, that becomes $100, and that's a big deal. Do you see that? Look, Joey the producer, your mom donated. That was nice.
I mean, she's an angel.
Of course he's going to say that. He knows she's listening.
Wow, that was Kiss Up with the Greatest Variety. We like that. So, fantastic. I think actually, you know, behind you, I know we'll do this live on the air, but I think behind you from Mazarese Jewelry, and they are our hourly sponsor for this hour. I know, Angela, we got to do this live on the radio, but we have our special guest here in studio now. This is Veronica, right, from Mazarese Jewelry?
Hi.
Hi, welcome right to it. We put you right into it. So welcome.
Hi, how
are
you guys?
Doing well. And thank you for your support of Variety Children's Charity.
Of course. Well, we are glad to do what we can to help the community. And we love the fact that it, you know, everything stays here in the metro area and it's going to a good cause. It's really good to see these kids' faces and everything it's going to do for them. So,
well, and we appreciate you guys too. Of course, Mazarese with a great family name too, and your family being in town here. So that's fantastic supporting everything right here in Kansas City in the hometown.
Yeah, we are glad to do what we can. So thank you for letting us be a part of this as well.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Girls like Delaney here, who about an hour ago got to meet her her mentor, her favorite, Tech Nine, was in the house.
If you missed it, you have to check out the video. It's on Facebook. It's on the KC102 on Facebook page, but we had every TV station in here, so you could see it on all the news tonight because everybody was losing their minds over Tech Nine showing up and surprising Delaney. Yes, Delaney was losing her mind the most. Absolutely. Called her dad immediately, which was the best part. And I was over in the corner sobbing, going, this
naturally.
Is awesome. Yeah.
And you're still recovering, right? You have not recovered from this at all. You're like, I'm going 1,000 miles an hour.
Nope. I probably will not sleep tonight or eat, so...
Good luck, Mom. 13 years old.
Yeah, what happens after
evening.
That, you know?
It's a party now.
Where do you go from here, huh? I mean, what's next? I want to give a shout-out thanks to Jimmy John's as well because they brought some food by. Woo-hoo! And they're feeding the masses here today of all the great volunteers and the families and the parents and the people that have been here as we continue on with the Radiothon. This is hour number 6 or 7.
Mean, sure, yeah.
Yeah,
we've,
whatever.
We've been here a long time.
We're over the halfway mark. We're getting there. The thermometer's filling up, so that's awesome. GiveToKidsKC.org is the website. You can go. It is optimized for mobile. You can get it on your computer, on your phone. It takes like 30 seconds literally to give. I did the donation this morning. It is so super easy.
Yeah, you can find it. It's all over the KC1021 Facebook page if you need to find the link that way on Twitter. And we thank you for everyone who's sharing it, retweeting it, sharing the Tech 9 video. That's getting a ton of shares this afternoon, but we appreciate that because that helps spread the word. It teaches people about Variety KC who go, what is Variety? What does that do? Well, it helps kids right here in the Kansas City area.
All right, coming up in just a little bit in our next segment, we're going to hear more about what Variety means to a Kansas City family, what that community really is all about, and we're going to hear Anna's story from her mom coming up here in just a little bit. The Variety 2018 Radiothon continues right here on KC1021.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's coming up on 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, the Variety Kids Radiothon and the downhill slide here till 6 p.m. tonight. Truda and Jen, as we are live in our conference room right now, as we continue on. And Jen, do we have an update? Do we know like even a ballpark of where we are right now?
I do. Deb just gave me an update. And first of all, thank you to Broadway Deli who donated $2,500. That is a huge donation. Thank you, Broadway Deli.
Now, for 1 second, I thought she said 2,500 bagels and I was very, very excited. I mean, which I am about Broadway Deli anyway for $2,500. Don't get me wrong. Yes.
Sure. But we'll take the bagels too.
Yeah, so sure.
Thank you to everyone else who's donating. And so far, here we are. We are heading past this, you know, 6 hour mark of this, we are already well over $38,000.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah,
let's hear it for that.
Huge.
That's great. Dude, that's fantastic. But you know, we need more. We always do need more. We've set our sights on over $55,000 today, so we still have room to go.
Yes. So if you can do this, just go to givetokidskc.org. You can give a monthly donation.
Gus is going to do $50,000. Thank you, Gus. That's
okay, $50, fine.
Oh,
we'll take
okay.
That too.
Yeah, that too. But that's 50- like 2,500 bagels, man. You just get my hopes up.
But whatever you can give, even if it's $5 a month, we are happy to take that. And we do have that matching donation, right? Up to $25,000.
Yes. Right.
So
right.
If you donate $10, that becomes $20. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's still in play right now. Anonymous donation this morning right off the top of the show. Now, to again, to help you kind of digest what Variety means and what it is all about, and we've heard so many great stories today. Let's hear another one. This is Anna's story as told by her mom, Sarah.
Anna is a triplet. She is the happiest one. She's always smiling. She's almost never upset. She has the biggest smile. She will light up the room everywhere she goes. She will make friends with anyone. She doesn't know a stranger if, you know, she met one, you know. She is the strongest girl I've ever known. Like I said, she's a triplet. They were born 11 weeks early. Her and her identical sister, Ava, they both had a lack of oxygen when they were born, so they had some brain damage. That brain damage caused Anna to have cerebral palsy. That just affects her muscles, and so she is unable to walk, and it also affects her speech at times. So she really just says one-word sentences. She's kind of saying two-word sentences more recently. Otherwise, you know, she's really just a typical 9-year-old, but her body is broken, you know. She likes to play with dolls, and we play with tea sets and color. We ride a bike. She wants to go to the pool. She wants to have friends at school. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Play with your sister and your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. She loves to go places. She almost asks me every day if we can go somewhere. And I almost feel bad when we can't go somewhere. I want to be one of those families who, let's go on a walk around the neighborhood. But if I can't take her and the my other children, you know, out, then I feel terrible, because not only for Anna, but for my other children, that they're missing out on just like a normal childhood. Because everyone should get to go on a walk when they're kids, you know? Hopefully, in the future, she will be able to walk on her own. I'm hoping that she can be her own person, you know? And I just want her to be happy, that's all. As long as she's happy and, you know, she feels like she is included, then that's all I can ask for. Variety is really good about helping you with equipment or like bikes or, you know, toys that help children like Anna feel a part of the group, feel normal, because Anna really just wants to be a normal 9-year-old girl. She just wants to ride a bike like everyone else or play with a toy just like everyone else. You can go out and get a bike for, you know, $80 at Walmart for your 9-year-old child. But I can't go out and get a bike for Anna because it's $2,000 and up just to fit her needs, because she can't sit up without support, and she can't keep her feet on the pedals without support. There's a lot of things that go into that. So there's a lot of things that would cost so much money to go onto that that you just can't get in a store. So Variety is really good at helping you, you know, raise money to get something that she could, you know, they could just make her feel like she's just a regular kid.
Variety means, and every time you hear that, it just gets more clear, just more emotional.
We had somebody that stopped by earlier that was one of the sponsors that said, you know, I didn't know what Variety was, and so yesterday I was looking it up and researching it, and wow, this is amazing. And I said, yeah, looking at it online is one thing. Mm-hmm. Walking into this room, seeing the kids, talking to the kids, and just seeing who you're helping, that's what Variety is. Kansas City Kids. I just heard a huge cheer come up in the room a second ago, and I saw that Jamie Bluma walked in the door, so the party is kicking back up in here.
Yeah.
We'll chat with him.
The chatter level went up another, you know, notch. So that's that's what it's called. It's good chatter. It's the radio version. We'll talk to Jamie in a second. We'll talk to, you know what, we have doctors in the house.
Yes.
We have board members in the house. There's so many great people to talk to, family members, kids all here today. GiveToKidsKC.org is the website, Jen, that we're still going on our goal.
Yes, we are well over 38,000, but we would really like to be well over that $50,000 mark. We've got time. GiveToKidsKC.org.
We'll be right back on the Variety 2018 Radiothon right after this.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is into our 1 o'clock hour now on Tuesday afternoon. It is Jen and Truda in the show. Good afternoon and welcome to the 2018 Variety Kids Radiothon. As we continue for another hour, Jen, here in the conference room, Jamie Bluma is, I don't know, he's... This little piggy went to market. I don't know what he's doing over there.
He's doing some sort of planking contest earlier, yeah. And then he's been trying to learn the floss and all the new dances. The kids are teaching him the hype over there. It's pretty fantastic.
Okay, well, we'll talk to him in a second. We'll find out what he's been up to. Heather Hall joins us right now on the show. Heather, welcome. Let's see, I'm going to get her nice and close up to that microphone right there.
Right.
Somebody help her out. Heather, you and you. Deb are like Wonder Twins, power united, doing all of this great stuff around the city. These signs that you have here, this is one of your latest projects. Think of me, keep it free. Where are you placing these signs?
Well, you know, we have, with a wonderful donation from the KC Auto Dealers Association, they provided 1,000 of these signs.
Wow.
And we are placing these 1,000 signs in all of the city-owned parking lots in Kansas City, Missouri. You'll see them going up around Starlight, the zoo, Bartle Hall, the health department, all around the city. You'll start seeing these come along. And it's really wonderful to put Sweet Molly, her face to a name, to the reason why people should be smart about keeping those spaces available for people who need them.
So
absolutely
important.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we have Variety families here, a lot of whom talk about their adaptive vans and the cars and the ramps, mm-hmm. to get the kids and the wheelchairs in and out, to have that space and to have that location is so important to them, to be able to get accessibility to their favorite places. What a great reminder. What a great visual.
It is a reminder. And, you know, I really believe that's what is the reason why we are doing it. You know, people aren't intentionally just taking that space to be disrespectful. I think it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. Oh, well, I'll just run in. It'll be a minute and I'll come back. But now they see this precious child and they go, oh, wait, I'm going to think twice before I do that.
Right. I like that you have the picture there, too. Although you could have made her a little bit more stern about it, going, hey, don't park here.
She's serious, and she will come after you.
That's right.
Well, she is a precious child, and I want to make sure that all of us realize there are real-life people behind those signs, and we want to actually be respectful of that.
And that's what's been so great about today is having the kids here so you can really just put a face to the names and you're not just donating money and not sure where it ends up. You can see the kids right in front of you, the kids that it's helping, the wheelchairs, the adaptive strollers, the things that your donation is helping get.
Absolutely. And it's helping the parents have the life that they need, because they many times don't just have this one child. They have other children and they're trying to get and maneuver to do just the basic things that all of us do, like go to the grocery store, go to buy clothes for the kids or go to the zoo or somewhere that they want to go to be with their family. And it just is one less hassle that they have to go through to make their day be like what they want it to be.
And I remember asking one of the Variety moms, I said, if you just need milk and bread, you just want to run down to Hy-Vee and grab yourself some milk and bread, how long would that take you? And she said, oh, I would say an hour and a half just to load up, unload, go through the process. You don't think about that.
No. And an hour and a half is normal.
Yeah.
That's her regular routine, just to do anything, to get in and out of the vehicle, to get in and out of the next place we want to go. And then if they cannot find a parking space, just think how much more difficult it makes the process, especially if they try to get into a place and there's two other cars beside them.
Sure.
How are they going to get those car doors open to get the wheelchair in and out? And it's just, why make people's lives more difficult? Let's just help with the process. And this is a very simple way the city is partnering with Variety and the Auto Dealers Association to say, we want to be a part of helping be inclusive and make everything accessible for everybody in Kansas City.
It's become such a great city for that, and you're doing your part, Heather. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me, and you guys look great for being up so long, so thank you for holding firm.
We're giving it a shot, so.
All right. Thanks very much for doing this.
You bet. Thank you, Heather Hall there. Jamie Bluma, get on over here to the seat of honor real quick,
former Royals pitcher, Jamie Bluma.
What you been up to? We know what you've been up
to. Too much stuff.
Too much stuff.
Right? All good.
Yep, exactly.
Baseball season in full swing, kind of wrapping up. All-Star game tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Home Run Derby was a good time last night. I love the way they do the whole concept now and change it up a little bit. Bryce Harper won it in front of home fans.
Yes.
Yep. Good time. Got engaged a few weeks ago.
I know, right? Yeah. I feel like you're burying the lead a little bit here.
You're right. Yeah, did we not...
Let's start with your
beautiful. We asked what you've been up to, not the baseball, but that's okay.
Well, baseball all the time, but that, so yeah, that happened, and then she's got a big event. She works for Eric Berry Foundation, Emily McNeil, so she's got a big backpack event coming up down on the Kansas City Streetcar Line.
Excellent.
So we're doing that to raise some school supplies for kids, and then
You had Red, White, and Bluma recently.
No, that's in October.
Oh, it's
so
October.
Bluma Palooza is October.
Okay, so Bluma Palooza, yes.
Bluma Palooza is October, yep. And then she has a 340-mile kayak race, the MR340.
Wow. Oh boy,
is next week. So yeah, busy. All good though.
All good stuff. Now, did you win the dance contest you had going on over here?
I was not a part of the dance contest, but we were talking about some of the kids that when I do baseball camps and stuff, we have to do a ton of different things. So one of the things we don't say at baseball camp, the F word, is Fortnite. So if you do that, you have punishment.
Yes.
And then we try to do sit-ups and jumping jacks correctly. And then when I was growing up, we used to do 6 inches. So you stick your legs out straight. Pick your heels 6 inches off the ground, keep your legs straight, and see how long you can hold without your hands underneath your butt.
Yeah.
Right.
With your hands on your chest. Yeah. So it's funny because I'm a fat old man, and I seem to be able to beat most of the kids. So that he got me, little man. What's your name? Bobby got me. I beat Charlie, though.
Yep, yeah. I'm not sure what that says about Charlie, but...
Yeah, if you said Charlie fell down first.
He also beat you at the hype. I'm not, you know...
Well, yeah, there was no doubt that was going to happen. Yeah. I wasn't even going to go try. So.
Serious dance skills.
You don't play Fortnite, though?
You know, I'll be honest with you. When I heard all about it, I didn't really... And I tried it, and I'm not a video game guy.
Yeah,
I'm good at Frogger. I'm good at Frogger. I still have a sit-down cocktail table with Frogger and Space Invaders and Asteroids and all that stuff. So I'm not good at all the modern-day, you know, gaming stuff. So
yeah, you got it.
It's amazing to me, though, all the different things that are coming from that kind of into the real world, out of the fake world. So...
Well, you were very sweet. Not only did you come by today, but I saw you hand Deb a big fat check. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For your donation.
Thank you guys for all the work that you guys do. I remember I saw Jeff Montgomery this morning. So Jeff Montgomery, Brad Fanning, Al Fitzmaurice, and myself, Deb, a few years ago now, talked us into singing and dancing in the variety show. So out of all of our comfort zones, we didn't even... I remember our first practice, like, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing? And so another friend of mine was with one of the variety kids today, or a couple nights ago when we were talking about that. He's like, yeah, I saw Bluma dance in a dance. There's one video of that, and I have it on a thumb drive at my house. Like, because I don't think you can videotape in the Midland. So one of my buddies snuck it in. So since then, I mean, I've gotten to do a ton of stuff. There's not a person in this city that's got more energy than Deb.
No.
No question.
None. I mean, I think I've got some energy, and then here she comes along and just trumps you.
Yeah.
So amazing for what she does. I got to see some of the variety kids when I got here today. That's always fun. So anything and everything that I can do, man, it's awesome to see them happy. The Adaptive Playground series we've done, that's been so much fun. Just all that kind of stuff just, you know, brings a smile to your face and warm feeling to your heart.
Well, we love that every time we've done this, you have been among the first to show, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jamie Bluma, for your donation.
Yes.
If you would like to donate, it's very simple. Go online, give to Kids KC, and you can write T-O for two, or you can do the number two, givetokidskc.org, and donate right now.
All right. Jamie, good to see you,
man. Thank you. Good to see you guys.
Yeah,
best wishes to you. Good luck this afternoon. Yeah, till 6 tonight.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, please come down. Come down to the station and check out what's going on. They'll teach you how to dance, right, Bobby and Charlie?
You will leave here doing
and
the
eat
blast.
Gummy bears and donuts and chips. And now they're drinking coffee. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Oh, boy. The kids these days, isn't it crazy, right? Jamie,
cool.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. Yep. It's the Variety 2018 Radiothon continues right here on KC1021 after this.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
All right. Good afternoon. It is coming up on 2 o'clock in Kansas City for Tuesday afternoon of the Variety Radiothon is on. Jen and Trudeau live from our conference room as we continue on with the donations the collecting money. Everybody is doing a great job so far.
I just got a text from my own mom. She said, how do I donate? I said, it's very simple. You go to givetokidskc.org. It takes about 30 seconds. You can do a monthly donation or one-time donation. Very simple.
That's right. That's right. Jim, we have a special guest here on the mic with us again.
Yes, Dr. Kendra Gagnon is here. You direct a very specific program within Variety KC, right?
Yes, I do. I'm the director for Variety KC Go Baby Go. And so what a lot of people might know that program and how we started was by modifying toy ride-on cars for kids. So we take those toys that are made for all kids, the Barbie Jeep, the Batman car that you get at, you know, anywhere in any big box store. And we just simply make modifications so that all kids can use it. So it's a really kind of fun way to kind of get kids moving in their real lives. And, you know, I'm a physical therapist. And so, you know, I have a lot of experience with adaptive equipment, and typically the way that kind of the therapy world addresses kids with disabilities is they take a grown-up equipment and they do what we call shrink it and pink it. They make it little and colorful and maybe give it a fun name and say, boom, it's for kids. But the secret is that stuff isn't very fun, right. But a Barbie car is super fun.
Yes.
And so mobility and movement should be fun. It should be emotional. It should be social. And the most important thing is it gets kids away from adults, therapists, grownups, because kids have less fun and learn less when they're around grownups.
Freedom.
It's freedom. Freedom for sure. And so our new initiative, we're really expanding to, and what we're really trying to kind of fundraise for now and get started in Kansas City is a harness system. And so we've been kind of showcasing that at some different Variety events, but basically it is a harness that sort of hangs within a 10 by 10 frame is what our portable harness system is. With bungees, we can unweight kids a little bit. So if I'm in a wheelchair, I use a walker. Mm-hmm. Now I can get upright and I can move with my hands free and often without somebody on me, a grown-up all up in my business within that 10 by 10 frame. And so it's just really exciting. And so we're working on projects. We've got that 10 by 10 frame, the portable system, but we want to start banging them into ceilings and harness schools and harness communities, places. And really, I mean, I'd love to just harness Kansas City.
So. Now, I saw this. You guys used this at the, and I wasn't able to go because I was sick, but at the Kauffman Stadium.
Yes.
When you guys went out for the Royals camp, you were able to use it out there. That looked awesome. That's a perfect use for it.
It was so much fun. So yeah, so we had kids again that, you know, use wheelchairs or walkers that were able to literally step up to the plate with Drew Butera, grab the baseball bat, take a swing at the bat and get in the mix. You know, they had somebody throw them an elbow. They were bumping and moving around, you know, they weren't set off to the side and then waited for their special turn to get in there. And that's what inclusion really is all about, is really just getting kids in the mix and kind of experiencing all of those kind of messy kind of experiences that kids have, and getting pulling somebody's hair and getting their hair pulled and getting knocked down and thrown elbow and fall down and get up and hit the ball and all of those things. So it was so much fun to do that. And that's just, I think, just a small just a really small slice of what it could be.
That's why we're asking for your donations today, Kansas City. When we say, hey, please donate, go to givetokidskc.org. That is the kind of program that your money is going to help Kansas City area kids, things just like that.
Yeah, the keyword for today has been mobility, for sure. It has been mobility. It has been freedom. That's what every one of our parents has talked about. That a chance to get them out of a normal setting, to get them, bust them out of the house, to get them out in the real world. That's what it's all about.
Yep. And, you know, as a therapist, some people are surprised when I kind of correct them when they start talking about the harnesses or the cars. They call them a therapy device. I'm like, no, this is an untherapy device. If I my job is to work myself out of a job. Like, I'll be successful when there's no more need for me as a therapist to be there with my hands on kids, when we can just figure out ways to give them those experiences in their daily life. And Variety has just been such a huge supporter, and really Variety gets it. You know, they get inclusion. And so just anyone listening right now, donate. Every dollar goes to kids in Kansas City. I've seen it in action. Our Go Baby Go program has literally provided mobility for dozens, over 100 children and their families in our community. And it's been such a joy and a privilege to be part of it. And, you know, I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg of what we could do.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for telling us all about that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
And your boys can dance like nobody's business. I'm telling you, her two little boys.
They get it from their mother.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it in action in here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Kenya Ganyan, thank you so much. GiveToKidsKC.org is where you can donate.
Joe from KCTV5 joins us now. He's in the studio as well. Joe, what's going on, my man?
Hello, hello. How are you guys?
Hey, doing well. You were like the best dressed guy here now.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, you are.
You're
trust
saying
me.
That, but nobody at home can see it.
No, well, it's okay. No, you got a camera here. It's fine.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Hey, I thought I was being tricked into working out when I got here because I showed up and the studio was crazy. There were like sit-ups going on, dancing.
I know, right?
That's what I need. I need somebody to trick me into doing it.
Yes.
Well, when
yes.
you've got Jamie Bluma lying right? on the ground, that lying helps. On his back in a competition, but you didn't want to jump in. That's okay.
You guys have done a great job. You did a story the other day about these signs we talked about yes. that are going up everywhere that reminds people mm-hmm. about, hey, the handicapped spaces, these are the kids and the families that really, really need those. You guys have done a great job at just helping Variety yeah. get the word out about all of these great initiatives that they have.
Well, we love doing it. As part of Take 5 to Care with KCTV5, it is an amazing opportunity for us to work with Variety, work with Deb, who's right over here to my left. How amazing is she? She doesn't stop.
Unbelievable.
Go, go,
right?
go. Yep. Just like a lot of these kids, too. And that's been the most amazing part about getting to MC some of the events that they do and cover the stories, like you say. I mean, each time you meet a child and you think, how is it that this child has this much energy and this much happiness and this much joy? And part of the reason is because of Variety and right. and the experiences that they allow them to do. These parking signs, like what we covered the other day at the zoo in Starlight, and now they're going to be all over town, are really allowing these families to actually get out and about in our city and do things that anybody can do. It's getting them active and getting them a chance to enjoy life. So it's been amazing to see.
And you see all sorts of things in Kansas City. You're covering all mm-hmm. kinds of stories, but have you ever seen the family that's created by Variety, KC?
Oh my gosh, amazing. Isn't that something? I mean, mm-hmm. you join in, and it's so funny, Delaney, who was surprised by Tech N9ne.
Yeah. Yes,
I got to see the video. I wasn't brought in for that earlier this morning because I was at work then.
Yeah.
But I was wishing I could be here. So I came in after I missed her. Her mom just texted Deb. She's passed out in the car right now.
Yes.
Tech N9ne was a little too much for her.
Yeah.
But she loved it. But anytime I see her out and about or at a Variety event, or I ran into her and her parents the other day, and she said, I miss you, Joe. And I'm like, how does this little girl even remember my name? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they are so appreciative, and that's what makes it so great. It really is a family.
Yeah, that makes it all worth it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
It does. So some of our favorite events to cover. I mean, truly, one of the best organizations to work with. Yeah. So people should donate, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Tell them, Joe, give their money right now. We need that.
It goes towards such a good cause. It really, really does.
Yeah. When you see the inclusive playgrounds and all the stuff that's happening at the zoo, I mean, this is just a Variety. They're taking over the world, and you couldn't be we're a better place for it.
Yeah, it truly is true. You know, it's really been one of the parts of being in Kansas City. I've been here for 3 years now at Channel 5. And I think back to all the events I've done and the organizations I've worked with. And this one sticks out, comes to mind right away. Thanks a lot because of Deb getting me involved in it. And, you know, just the fun that they have, too.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have you here.
Great to be here. I know I never get to listen to you guys early in the morning because I'm talking early in
the
morning,
too. Yeah, you're up, too. Yeah, we know.
We can trade our secrets later about how we deal with these crazy morning hours.
We have no secrets. That's
the
problem.
I know, right? Yeah. The secret is we just lose it after we leave work.
Thank you for coming by. GiveToKidsKC.org is the website where you can donate.
That's right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a good rest of the day.
Yep, you too. It is open right now. We're going to bust that goal. It is ready there for the taking, man. We are entering the another hour here coming up on 2 p.m. The Variety Kids Radiothon continues right here on KC1021.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's in the 2 o'clock hour here at KC1021 of the show with Jen and Truda. Good afternoon as we broadcast live from the conference room here at the Mothership. What's going on?
I would like to refer to this as the coffee hour.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, because you got handed some nice go-go juice over there.
Yes, I did. We've been up for a very long time, which is awesome because this is one of our favorite days of the year, the Variety KC Radiothon. But, you know, about this time of day when you've been up since 3:30, you need a little coffee. And so a huge thank you to Shailene, whoever else made this happen. I love you.
I have caffeine of a different kind, my friends. Not coffee, but pop.
Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Deb just handed me that Barry and Gus just donated. GiveToKidsKC.org is where they did it. Thank you for your donations, guys.
Sweet. We tumble on our way there towards our goal this afternoon, and we can get an update on that in just a little bit. You know, the text line, we talk about the text line during the show with Jen and Truda every day. It's a big part of our show. You can text the same number you call, 816-576-7102. And as we've gone throughout the day today, we've kind of had the text line up in the background, but we got a great one about a half hour ago when we were doing some of the other interviews and talking to some other people here, Jen. And it says, my daughter has 22q deletion syndrome, and I'm actually on my way to her doctor right now to get her hearing aid. I tuned into the show and it brought me to tears. God bless you all. What you're doing is amazing. From a loving mother and everyday listener, love your show. So in a way that the variety and the families that we have made and the friends that we have made here kind of touch everybody, and their stories are really universal, even if you don't particularly have that need in your household.
Yeah, just as a parent hearing the stories, you can feel for these parents' needs. Their kids just want to be included. They just want to play with their siblings. They want to be able to go outside and ride a bike with their friends. And they can't do that with a normal regular bike that you would just buy at the store. They need an adaptive bike, which can cost thousands of dollars and insurance is not going to cover. That's where Variety KC steps in. That's where sweet, sweet Deb over here, the Energizer Bunny, steps in and makes a phone call and says, you know what? I'm going to get you a bike. We will make that happen for you and your family.
Yeah. In fact, right now, she's over there raising like $20,000 more
as we speak,
which is crazy.
She's working nonstop.
It's just awesome. But yeah, well, and this is the thing. You know, it's like we talk about some of the things that we come away with from the radiothon and mobility and freedom and being able to just do things that other families do. That's the big takeaway, I think, this year. Everybody has had that undercurrent, that same theme that runs through all of their stuff going, we were stuck in our own house until Variety was able to help us with that wheelchair, with that adaptive car, with the van that we could get the chair into. This is, yeah, in order to be able to take part in the inclusive playgrounds, you have to be able to get there in the first place. So that's such a big part of it.
And I know for me, like when I make a donation, I'm very careful about knowing where it's going, who it's helping. And that's what I love about this. If you're walking through the Kansas City Zoo, you're going to see the Variety inclusive playground. You're going to see where your money is in action. It's staying right here in Kansas City, helping the kids like Lottie and Delaney and Parker and all these kids and these families that we've met along the way today. It stays right here.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks to Deb, their fingerprints are all over this city now.
Yes.
I mean, Variety is everywhere. You're going to see Variety when you pull into a parking spot. You're going to see Variety when you go to the zoo. You're going to see Variety when you're at the airport. They are everywhere.
Deb, how many inclusive playgrounds do you have throughout Kansas City now?
Five. Five of them now. Wow.
And those
wow.
Inclusive baseball field, too. See, incredible. Kansas City, this is what your money's going to go to. It's going to help kids right here. Super simple to go online and donate. Give to kidskc.org, and you can do the letters T-O or the number 2, give to kidskc.org.
It takes 30 seconds from your phone. It is optimized for mobile. You can do it on your computer. You are all set to give to us. We'll get the update in a little bit. We've got another great story coming up on the way as we hear from another family who tells us what Variety means to them. We'll do that at the end of the hour here. Right now, 225 in KC, the Variety Kansas City Radiothon continues right after this on KC 1021.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
KC 1021, go and look for our Facebook page. Hit like when you find us, and you can read about and hear about these wonderful stories and these wonderful families that we've got to know with Variety KC. Our radiothon continues. Give to kidskc.org, where you can also make a donation. Find that link at kc1021.com.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Okay, perhaps maybe now you can actually hear us because I've actually turned the microphones on. Boy, is it our first day in radio or what? This is what now, hour 8, 10, 12?
We've been here since about 4:30 this morning. So, you know, a few mistakes here and there. But the volume is up now, and those donations continue to roll in. Thank you to Mary Jane, who just donated at givetokidskc.org. We appreciate all of your donations as we try to hit that goal of over $50,000 today.
All right, so as we continue on, we're going to get a little update on where we are in just a little bit, and that's cool. We're heading right towards the goal of 55,000 or more. It's Steve from Hy-Vee Arena joins us. Steve, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Let me get that. You know what? It's possible, actually, we blew the battery on that one. So do you want to share there, Jen?
All right, can you hear me now?
It's been a long day for all of us, equipment included. Steve, you were talking to us about Hy-Vee Arena, which everybody knows is Kemper now, but your plans for this building, which are coming into fruition in just a couple of months, are unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah, Kemper is now Hy-Vee Arena. It used to be Mosaic for a while, and then Mosaic had to pull out for other reasons. And Hy-Vee came in as the title sponsor for the building. And yeah, things are going very quickly now.
Yeah. And you've got so many, you've got basketball courts, you've got restaurants, you've food, you've shopping, retail, everything under one roof.
Correct. That was the design is a total paradigm change in how you operate a large facility like that when it's private. You pretty much have to run all the time, all day long. So 6 a.m. to midnight, 363 days a year, we're hosting events on each of the basketball courts that either large weekend tournaments where an organizer has taken the whole facility to run a tournament, or just through the weekday where we just have hourly rentals to use courts. So KC Crew comes in at night with their adult rec, and they're doing, you know, a couple volleyball games here, a couple basketball there, pickleball. Gotcha. Basketball is our number one sport that's been leasing up so far. Wrestling, I think, is almost tied today or right in there with it, and pickleball is right in there too. So that's our three top sports. So even though we have all those courts, so it's basketball, pickleball, volleyball, futsal, stuff you can play on a court, anything you can put out there like a mat, like the gymnastics, the cheer. We have a dance competitions, large dance things coming in as well.
Yeah.
But then you also have all this food and beverage, office space, med spas, the Leia Center and all their therapeutic and holistic spas stuff is coming in as well. I'll have some of our offices there as well, then lots of food and beverage. So when you're there for a long day, for a long tournament or a 3 or 4 day tournament, you have something to do in the building. So you can relax a little bit, go have a beer, you know, leave your kids alone, leave the coaches alone, go do something else, golf simulators, stuff like that. So we, there's a lot of names we can announce, and they're usually on our website, thehyveearena.com. There's a lot that are in motion that we hope to have signed up in the next couple months that'll double what you see on the website now.
Fantastic. And Hy-Vee in general and the Hy-Vee Arena now have been great partners of Variety. And you guys have worked hand in hand together. And this Deb over here, again, we talk about how tireless she is, but really it's she just runs circles around everybody, just doing great things in the city.
Yeah, I was introduced to Deb before by some other great people here, some a sports family here in town. And I didn't know everything that Deb did at that time until I really got involved. And then when we sign up with Hy-Vee, and Hy-Vee has five main charities that they work with too, it's just a natural fit that she's going to be one of our headliners at the arena, so that we have the space or we have the ability to help her promote and fulfill her mission, either through that venue or just the activities that happen in that venue.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys are announcing today a donation as well?
Yeah, I wish I could bring more, but for today, because Deb calls me about every week. But,
imagine that. Huh? I mean, come on.
Well, she wouldn't be doing her job if she wouldn't. But
exactly.
We're going to bring in $1,000 today to get her further
down
the road.
Yep.
I wish I could get her over that edge, but we too are in the fundraising phases.
Absolutely.
She's going to be one of our headline charities. Big Brothers Big Sisters is another big one as well. Mm-hmm. FCA will be one of our other big charities, and then we're still working on a couple others that are yet to be announced.
Fantastic. Well, $1,000, that's fantastic. It puts us well on the way to the goal, Steve. We really thank you for that.
Thank you.
When does everything at the arena get going?
Our grand opening is October 5th and 6th. The 5th is for all the people that worked on the project, so sort of a private VIP. But October 6th is a whole day-long event. We're going to have basketball games going on or different sports going on. There's going to be food, music. All the vendors will be there.
Nice.
The ribbon cutting, I think, is on the 5th. So it's going to be just one weekend of just free stuff. Come on in, play, try things out, see our vendors, trying to get some music going. I think we're having some other various parties for the kids. And then vendors like Deb and the others will be there sort of with booths and to show off what they do and why they're going to be in that building.
Yeah.
But really, we open up, I think it's September 21st is our first real event. It's the International Pickleball Tournament.
Okay. All right.
And so we only have 60 days left to get everything done and cleaned up. there, if you drive by, they're actually starting to paint the outside.
Wow.
All the tough stuff is done inside. I mean, it's now a two-level, it's the largest indoor permanent hardwood basketball court facility in the nation now.
No kidding.
And we have the largest indoor track in the Continental 48s. For some reason in Alaska, they have a 400-meter indoor track, but we have a 350-meter five-lane. We were the first arena in the nation that had indoor suites. You know, so there's a lot of big things that people don't know about the former Kemper Arena that now we're trying to highlight. And all the tough stuff is done inside. And on the outside, you now start to see the parking lots, the landscaping, and the painting going on as they're working their way out of the building. So pretty exciting to see it.
Man, that's great. Anybody who grew up in this town remembers it for the concerts. You remember basketball tournaments there. You remember all sorts of stuff, Blades, Comets. I mean, the things we saw in that building. And to give it a new life, that's very cool.
Yeah, new life. And we're open for all ages, all abilities, all different kinds of events. We are, you know, like 6 a.m. to midnight. But we're clear up through the, you know, high school, college, club, even into the pro sports. If you were watching the Biz Journal the other day, we're still trying to work out those arrangements as well. And Lots still to come. There's a lot we haven't announced yet. There's some things I can and can't say just yet until they're officially written in. But yeah, if you remember Kemper before that arena, coming in now, it's totally different. We love giving tours to people because when you walk up the stairs and you go onto that new second floor up where the balcony level was before, that's now infilled with that new floor. I've learned a whole bunch of new four-letter words that I've never heard before. And yeah, the people, they're just, their mouths drop it. They see the difference in what that arena can look like now.
Sure, you bet. Well, Steve, we certainly appreciate it. And again, thank you very much for the donation from Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee Arena. That's fantastic. Yep. Appreciate that. There's Steve, and everybody check that out because it's going to be amazing. And we are, boy, that just adds another. Have you put it on the thermometer yet, Deb? She's getting on the way right now. She's getting her pen out.
Add it on there. And also, go online right now. GiveToKidsKC.org. Make your donation, and we'll check the final. We'll see where we're at now, the tally, as we get it updated here in just a little bit.
Okay. We'll do that coming up. So you stayed on that.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.